This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Nat's Landing. Now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Nat's Landing. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Bad news. I was so ready for this to be Game 7. I had the full Chief Nakahoma get up ready to go, and just didn't need it. So
didn't need it.
Nope. We got that in six last night.
They knocked them out pretty quick last night.
That they did, man.
And what a great night for Atlanta and for everybody in Georgia. That was. I've been waiting 26 years to see that happen. I've cussed the TV a lot in the last few years, so. But I was really excited about that one last night. Watching Freddie Freeman get that win, that was pretty big.
Warms the heart.
Yep.
The only down thing about it, and I'll probably get at least a couple of bluebirds out on this one, Dusty Baker, you got to feel for him. The man has had 2,000 victories as a manager without a World Series title.
Well, hey, he's got a really good team. But Max Fried was just a little bit better last night.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that solo home run has even landed yet by this point.
No, he killed that ball.
Great. We can always talk Braves, but we're here to talk about Frederick Academy Knights football. And unfortunately, it's the region championship this past Friday night didn't turn out the way we wanted it, 32-20, and it's really wasn't as close as the score sounded. It's after the first quarter and three quarters, yeah. Everything to the last probably 4 minutes of the second quarter. After that, it just kind of went downhill.
Yeah, we gave up three big plays, and I talked to the kids about it. If we took three plays away, we probably win the football game. But they've got a really good team. I thought we played hard. We made a few mistakes here and there, and when you play somebody that good, you've got to make a lot of big plays. And I thought we did a good job driving the football. I think we held the ball after it was all said and done, 31 minutes and like 3 seconds out of the 48. So we went into the game going, hey, we're going to have to control the clock, and I thought we did a really good job of that. But we missed some big plays, and we allowed a couple big plays, and some of that stuff comes back to it because we're a little bit fatigued and we're tired. We don't have a lot of depth, but the kids battled. We gave ourselves a chance, and then midway through the second quarter, you look up, we're up 13-0 and playing pretty well, and we made a couple mistakes here and there, and it caused us, but. Overall, you got to regroup, you got to get ready, and that's what I told them in the locker room before we went out. Go play, have fun, you're playing on house money right now, so let's go out there and enjoy it. And I thought the kids did a pretty good job. We got to regroup, and we'll get ready this week. So, tough loss, but it's part of the game. It makes you better.
You've been hyping it up, or rather your social media team have been hyping it up all week as a Batman versus Superman matchup. Against McLaughlin, the quarterback / running back / everyman for the Patriots. I heard from one of the parents before the game saying, if we just limit the big play, then we're going to be okay. And unfortunately, there was several big plays that slipped by.
Right. We gave up 300 yards to them. And when I figured it up, three of those plays were 70 yards. We take those away, and that changes it out of 300. And I was telling the kids that's a big difference. And we gave up a long punt return where, honestly, Bryce kicked the ball exactly where you wanted him to. It hit about 2-3 yards from the sideline, and it bounced right back up in Mick's hands, and he reverse field and ran it back for about 50 yards. And I was like, this may not be our lucky night at that point.
I think all the luck was being held up until the World Series game.
So it was a perfect punt, and we asked him to do that, and then it bounced right back up Mick's hands, and he reversed field, and that helped them set up for their touchdown right there at the end of the half.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You always hate to talk about two things. One, woulda, shoulda, couldas, and two, mistakes from the officiating crew. And there was a moment in the game where both of those came into play on the Knights' first offensive drive. And Mick took a bit of a tough shot at Jordan Triplett, which, from what I understand, could have been an easy targeting call.
It should have been an easy targeting call. I mean, I think everybody saw it at the stadium except the referees, but, you know, he led with his head, and that could have been one of those, you get ejected, because they do that now in high school, you get ejected, and that would have changed the football game tremendously right there. That changes how both sides have to coach it and how we have to play and go about it. But, you know, they didn't call it along with some other things, and then they called some things that they probably shouldn't have. So, you know, you get the good, bad, and the ugly with the referees. Most of the time we get a lot of ugly, and none of it's really good or bad. It's just the ugly stuff that we notice. It's blatant stuff or someone making a call that they should have made a call on the other side of the field. So, It's what it is, and can't blame it on those guys, but it definitely could have changed a few things.
Offensively, it definitely would have changed the game for them if he had gotten ejected. Defensively, not sure if that would make so much of a difference, even though he was the one that got hit on Jordan. They did just an excellent job of stopping Jordan all night. So that target painted firmly on number four.
Oh, yeah. You go into the game, and it's like we went into the game. If we can stop Mick, we got a good chance to win. You know, the other thing is they go in, other teams go in and say, okay, we stopped Jordan, what can we do? And I'll be honest, I thought our kids did a really good job of Jordan's getting taken away, so we're going to go and do something else. And offensively, we didn't stop out a lot. We hurt ourselves every now and then with a motion penalty or something to put us behind the chains. But I thought Thomas and our offensive line did a really good job pass protecting, and Thomas did a good job of getting the ball down the field. He threw it for 191 yards. He had one 18 yard completion call back. You know, he missed Bryce. I think Mick tipped one away one time where he had Bryce on the sideline, just barely tipped it away, and it was a good thrown ball. Our guy catches it, or no one catches it, and he barely got a hand on it. And then the other one was the one that the guy pretty much tackled Bryce running behind him, and they didn't call pass interference. I don't know what they were looking at when they didn't call that. But, you know, I thought he played really well. I thought Thomas distributed the ball well. I thought our receivers did a good job catching it. Offensive line did a good job picking up blitzes and giving us time to get down the field. So, you know, if we got stuffed in one area, but again, we controlled the ball for 31 minutes of the game, so we got to score some points. And, you know, we knew going into it that if you give up a few big plays, we were going to have to control it and grind it out and keep them from getting those big plays and make a few big plays on our own. We missed the toss pass on the first play of the game. That was a touchdown. It was just, you know, the adrenaline. But it was there, you know, and we missed another one where I guess somebody missed the call, and we was going to run a seam down the middle of the field, and we blocked instead of running the seam. If we hit that, it's probably a touchdown too. But it's one of those things, you know, you can't go back and look at it and you can't fix it. I wish we could do it over, but we live and we learn, and we're going to get better from it.
Yep, absolutely. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederico Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, and I am on location from Nats Landing on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Nats Landing and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which means it's time to ask the question about the injury report for your Frederica Knights. Had a full roster Friday night. Saw a couple of things that got Mr. Norman's attention. How's the team looking for this upcoming Friday?
We're all healthy but one, and he had surgery this morning, so John Phillips is out for the rest of the season. He broke his thumb in a couple places, so he's out. That's a big loss. He was playing really well on offense and defense, and had come a long way. I hate to lose him. I know he's upset about it, but, he done a great job this year, and I'm sure he'll be on the sideline cheering us on.
Absolutely. I always hate to hear that, especially during the senior season, a game away from the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, then let's talk about a couple of the good things from Friday night. I think we focused in enough on the things that went wrong. Thomas Beal had a pretty solid night throwing the ball, finally.
He threw the ball, yeah. Again, like I said, he's allowed us to throw the ball and stretch the field and take a little bit of pressure off of our running game. I thought he played really well. I thought on defense we played really well, you know, with the exception of the three plays. I mean, I thought the defense was outstanding. I thought Jacob played a great game Friday night. He had, I think, five or six solo tackles and about eight assists. So when I was doing the stats, he played a really, really good game, He did a great job, and our guys, I thought, again, like I said, the defense played really good. It was just, we give up a big play, and one of them we got lined up wrong. And then the other ones, the last one we gave up, I knew they had us. I went over it at halftime, but when you're in the fourth quarter and you got kids that have been playing both sides of the ball, they're not going to remember everything you tell them at halftime. And so, it just happens, and that's part of the game, And so I thought overall that defense played really well. And we did a lot of things really well Friday night. I thought we got to the ball. We tackled us at the time. We game tackled. We played hard. Our defensive line didn't get pushed around. We laid in there and battled. And again, I got eight guys that play both ways. They just turn right around and play the other side. They never come off the field. So it's a challenge, and here's the thing. I think our kids do a really good job of trying to prepare every week to get ready. And the adversity that they face in practice is, one, we don't have enough kids to get another team across from them full speed to give them that look. I mean, yeah, I'd love to say I'm a great athlete, but I'm 45. I'm over there playing tight end today and yesterday and everywhere else. And, we got – some of our coaches stepping in and trying to do that, and
You're not that much older than Tebow, and he at least got on to.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Tebow looks a lot healthier than I do right now.
He should have time during the day.
Yeah, he's got plenty of time to work out and do things. But my thing is I think our kids do a really good job of trying to be prepared, and our coaching staff does a good job of trying to get our kids ready. And when you play good teams, you can see that we can stay in there and battle. If we play teams that aren't as prepared, we have an edge every time. And so far, our guys, the biggest thing is depth. If you get tired a little bit and you lose a step here and there, and the other team can get a breather and a break every now and then, they're going to gain a step on you. But overall, we're playing about as hard and giving as about a great effort as I can ask from our kids. We're going to make a mistake every now and then. We're just about to live with it and go play.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's turn the page then on the matchup with Pinewood, unfortunately. Again, not turned out the way we wanted it to. And look at the final game of the season coming up this Friday night against Trinity Christian out of Dublin. Still winless in the region, is that correct?
No, they beat St. Andrews. They come in, I think they're 2-7 or 3-6. Not a big difference. I mean, we're 4-5. So they're also ranked 11th in max prep, so they're on the outside looking in. And they know that they get a win against us, it's probably going to put them in the top 10 and get them in the playoffs. Whereas we have to look at it as we need to win to stay in the top 6. So, it's always tough to go up there and play at Trinity. It's not a very friendly atmosphere. We're gonna have to play one of our better games. We talked about that, and we gotta go get ready. You know, I think we can beat them and take care of our business, but we can't let them get happy, and we can't let them make some plays early on. And the other advantage that they've got is they've had an open week before us, so they got a week to get healthy and get their legs under them. And you know, we've played Bullock and all these guys back-to-back, gotten ourselves into this position to, if we win, we'd probably either be fourth, fifth, or sixth in the rankings and get a week off. So, you know, we've got to go and take care of our business and try to get that bye week.
So the way it stands right now, yes, we have confirmed playoffs. Still a likelihood of a first-round bye.
Yeah, if you're one of the top six seeds, you get a first-round bye. So seven has to play 10. And eight has to play nine. And then what happens there is the winner between seven and 10 plays the two seed. The winner between eight and nine plays the one seed. Three seed will play the six. Four and five will play each other. So we're going to be in that group. Hopefully if we win, we're going to know our opponent, you know, 2 weeks ahead of time. So we'll get 2 weeks to prepare for it.
If you had your druthers, Have you even looked at speculation as far as how the first round would work out, or is you just going to wait until we actually know what the definite playoff seedings are?
Well, since I'm on the committee, I'm going to know before everybody else.
There you go.
So right now, you got John Millage is one, Pinewood's two, and Westfield's three. I think John Millage and Westfield play this week. The winner of that one's going to be the one seed overall, and I think Pinewood's locked up the two seed regardless of what goes on. Now, if Westfield were to upset John Millage, that might change everything. Pinewood might be one, and Westfield might be two, and John Millage might be three. But right now, with the Max Preps rankings the way it is, there's such a big point differential that I don't know if John Millage could lose and fall out of number one. They may still stay number one. So, it is what it is. They haven't lost all year, so they haven't lost but one game in the last 3 years. So, you know,
which game was that?
you look at it, they have the right to be number one. So the rest of us, we're just all looking in to see, and the other region three's got a four seed and five seed, or four, six, and seven are all playing one another in 10. So Southland's playing Brookwood, and Tifton Area's playing Valwood. So I don't know how that's going to fall out. And then Tifton Area's right behind us by like 0.3 points in the rankings. So who knows?
We will see when we see. You'll know it first. We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nats Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nats Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons. Try our online ordering and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nats Landing on St. Simons, and this segment brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Somebody's happy to be here. There you go. You got some fans arriving, what it looks like.
Students, their name's points. There you go.
So how many points would they get if they take the trip up to Lawrence County Friday night and watch the final game of the season?
I think all of them were going to cheerleaders. So
they're going to the
Yeah, they'll just be cold like the rest of us when it's 40 degrees up there. So everybody better dress warm. It's supposed to be chilly up in Trinity.
Yeah, normally I would say I'd be okay, but Trinity is one of those places that they make the visiting press sit in the stands instead of in the press box. So we'll be right there with you bundled up on that. So what can we look forward to from Trinity Friday night? Do they have any big athletes who need to be concerned about, keep the eye on?
They have a really good quarterback, number 4. He does a good job throwing the ball and running the ball. They're going to probably be running a little bit of dive option and getting themselves, trying to get us out of position. They motion a guy out every now and then and throw it to him off the dive option, run an RPO type set. And then they can throw it down the field. Defensively, they run a 4-man front with a 4-4 type scheme, and then if you go spread, they go in a 3-3 stack. So we're going to see stuff that we've seen all year. They're pretty good size up front. They run pretty well, so we're going to stay on our blocks on offense and defensively. We're going to have to game tackle again. So I think they dress about 28 or 30 kids. So, again, we're outnumbered, but we're going to have to do a good job of rotating and hopefully the cool weather keep us refreshed a little bit.
So you played a couple of cards early in the game this past Friday night, drinking out of the bag of tricks, and you changed yourself up over the last couple of weeks with the hawk formation and whatnot, but with Friday night, you're just jockeying for position. Are we going to be seeing some new layers to the offense and the defense this week, or is this going to be pretty much a back to basics, get the job done kind of week?
The scheme that Pinewood runs is a lot like Trinity, that 4-man front. So we don't have to change up a lot of our scheme. We'll have a twist or two here and there, but we'll take our shots. Everything's highlighted on the scripts and everything. So we're going to take our chances. We're going to try to make some plays. We're going to try to make it interesting. Keep them off balance. Don't be surprised if we throw it a lot in some instances, above my normal. We're also going to try to run the football right at them and control the clock. So that's one of the things that we like to do. We're not going to hurry up like we used to, but we're going to try to control that clock and control the pace and take care of business.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take a quick moment. Let's talk about the River Jordan Triple. Of course, it's well documented in leading the nation in rushing yards as a freshman last year. And it had put together a sneakily good season during that run when Thomas was out. Did I read that right? 800 yards over 3 games? After that's a 442-yard behemoth against St. Andrews?
Yeah, he has. Yeah, like over 800 yards. He's got 1405 rushing. So he's ran the ball for over 1400 yards right now. He caught the ball for about 270 yards out of the backfield. So he's got about 1600 yards offensively. But when you look at that, when you can run the ball like that, that goes back to your offensive line. Our offensive line does a really good job of creating some holes. And I think they've done a good job. The biggest thing we talked about today with them was just communicate and make sure we know where everybody's at and get our helmets on. And let's get some space and let's create some space for Jordan to run. And not only that, but we're going to try to throw it down the field some and get the ball on the edge and the perimeter and make some plays, hopefully, and put some pressure on them. And that's going to come up. That offensive line has just done a really good job here the last 4 or 5 weeks. They really gelled together and done a good job, and those guys have played really well in some games.
Yeah, let's talk about how good of a job Sam Norris has done in getting used to the center position this year.
He had a tough – he's the only guy we had coming back really on the whole line, so I put him there to make the calls. But all the guys have done a good job up there. I thought William come in the last half and played well. Puma's done a really good job coming in from the line.
You're here.
And, of course, we look at Big Ryden, never played football. Now he's at left tackle, and he's done a good job. And then, of course, our right guard is Jacob Aiken, and he has to play every snap on defense, and he does an outstanding job getting it taken care of. I'm sure it's a challenge for a lot of our guys, because a lot of them play both ways. And Jacob has to go from telling the defense what to do and getting them lined up all the time to playing right guard too, so it mentally it's probably pretty challenging all night long to get that group set and then go over and play offense and remember all the plays, because you know, we only got about 120 different combinations of things that we do on the wristband. So, you know, they do a really good job of that.
And that's when you've got the right wristbands on.
So yeah, you got to make sure you got the right wristbands on. That is exactly right. So, but I thought our kids have done a good job, and they continue to do a good job. So hopefully we can go up and execute and take care of our business like we're capable of.
All right, score prediction for Friday night.
I hope we got more points than they do at the end of it. That's all I have at this point. That's all I want.
That will work. All right. The Frederick Academy Knights wrap up their 11th season of high school football, regular season high school football, this Friday night in Dublin, Georgia, taking on Trinity Christian. Pre-game starts at 7. Kickoff is at 7:30. And we, of course, will be back here next week. Thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simons. Join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. See y'all Friday.